Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated 37. No, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So straight up, I've won awards fighting and won awards writing. I'm a little bit indifferent. But the average boxing fan knows a little bit more than me because they buy the pay-per-views. They're not an award-winning writer. But guess what? You spend the money. You buy the tickets. So if you'd like to impart, you can. Here's the toll-free. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, there's also the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. That number, 415-275-1613. You want to text me for the next hour here on the Sports Byline Network? The number is 415-275-1613. Of course, well, guess what? I've always been of the opinion you can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit. I'm talking about Ryan Garcia, of course. When I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. I mean, come on, man. The guy punked out against Javonte Davis. Speaking of Javonte Davis, he's back in the slam. That's right, jail. He was supposed to do like 60 days of house arrest at his trainer's house, but it got a little tight around there, meaning he got upset with them, they got upset with him. So he moved into the $3.4 million apartment he bought at the Four Seasons Hotel. More power to him in Baltimore, but the judge didn't go for it. Judge locked him up. He'll be locked up for the next 48 days or something like that. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. After the break, we'll bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, of course, live on Veev TV and the WBC TV channel. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hey, you know that.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course, coming to you live on Vive TV via the Facebook channel. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the show. If you haven't been here before, what can I say? This is something new. I expect you to be totally thrilled, if not captivated for the next hour. Straight up, of course, we do a two-hour show on Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time on these same channels. Straight up, my name is Pedro Fernandez. We take it to the Skype line, of course, and go to the East Coast and bring in the Bronx Bomber himself, boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, young man?
I'm doing fine, Pedro. How are you?
You know, life is okay. Life is good out here in California. The weather's shining. I woke up this morning, and we're ready to roll. Straight up, Gervonta Davis, thought that home detention was going to be the Four Seasons Hotel. That didn't go down well.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a failure of communication between Tank and the judge. From what I've read, it was reported in the Baltimore newspapers, was that originally he was supposed to serve the sentence in his trainer's home, Calvin Ford. Then the accommodations, I guess, something happened. It was, according to the report, it said that it was a little too crowded or too tight. So then he switched it up to a hotel, and then he transitioned into a penthouse that he had purchased. The only problem is he didn't inform the judge, so now he's got to serve the next about 60 days in the slammer.
Well, you know, listen, it'll be humbling. Believe me, I spent a day in jail one time over a traffic ticket. It was humbling. It was. So 59 days. I don't know if he's been to jail before or not. Probably has. But the bottom line is jail is humbling without a doubt. Now let's talk about Ryan Garcia. He has a new trainer. Now I'm of the opinion you can't make chicken soup, out of chicken spit. Am I right with Ryan Garcia on that one? Because, you know, Joe Goosen said this week that, quote, training Ryan Garcia was a collaboration of work between him and Ryan Garcia. Who does this guy think he is? Ray Leonard before Marvin Hagler?
You know that it's a full package when you're dealing with someone like Ryan Garcia. He seems more celebrity than substance at this point. I'm not ready to give up on him because he's still very young, you know, and as far as pro ring and experience, it's limited. Right? You know, he's barely got over 20 fights, really has only fought maybe one or two legitimate pros. So I'm not ready to give up on him.
You can't.
You know he's a diva.
Bro. I appreciate the guy sells tickets, this and that, and I was high on him as well. But you can't. Listen, when guys have have flaws. Eddie Futch explained this to me. One night he sat me down at the Riviera Hotel after a TV broadcast. We had an hour together. And he says to me, he goes, so you just can't change fighters. He goes, what do you mean you can't change them? He goes, if they've got inherent traits, things that they've been doing for so long, habits they have for so long, you can't break them. And Ryan Garcia's habits were you know, when he was successful with his father with that left hook and this and that. But guess what? That left hook is like 25% of boxing as far as his entire boxing skills are concerned. And the other 75% have problems. And the fact that he came into that ring the other night and, you know, an injured guy came in with a rib injury. And now he's bitching and moaning about Oscar De La Hoya and his people not coddling him after punking out. I mean, listen, I'm of the opinion he took a dive. I mean, I just am. And Barry Hearn said you can't say he didn't take a dive.
Yeah, I mean, look, he definitely didn't. He won't ever be confused with Arturo Gatti or Mickey Ward, right? You know, or someone that already didn't have some money already in the bank, right?
No, I got no
Ryan
money.
Garcia is not hungry. Ryan isn't hungry. And Ryan is rich before actually accomplishing anything. That's a problem.
But sock. I've known Joe Goosen for 35 years, I think, okay? When they started 10 Goose Boxing back in the 80s, of course, in Reseda, California, at the Reseda Country Club. And I had a white jacket said 10 Goose Boxing. It was sick, it was satin, it was beautiful. But Joe couldn't, if Joe could, I was willing to bet on Joe. I wasn't willing to bet on Ryan. I was willing to bet on Joe. I was thinking that Joe could take the advantages that Ryan Garcia had and turn them into positives. And he couldn't. I mean, that ring walk told me, man, you know, like, I'm here to get paid. And I'm saying, you listen, I wanted him to win, but I've never been so quiet on a ring entrance in my life watching that ring entrance with Johnny Nava, Benny Nava, and a bunch of people over in Pacific California. But, I mean, I was mute.
It was a very odd ring walk. I think it was like some sort of Christian music, religious music he came out to. Very uninspiring.
It was like he was sacrificial music or something. Like he was sacrificing his soul or something. Like some religious throwback or something. Listen, the bottom line is God couldn't help Ryan Garcia that night.
Well, I mean, for those that are, you know, that believe, you know, the believers and people that read their Bible, God will help those who help themselves, right? And Ryan didn't help himself coming out injured. Ryan didn't help himself accepting that rehydration clause. And Ryan just wasn't ready for this level of competition at this point. Like you said, he's got inherent flaws. He makes a lot of fundamental mistakes that you can get away with against B-level competition, but not against a killer like Gervonta Davis.
Okay, back to Gervonta Davis. When he does get out of the slam, what's next for him? Is he got any opponents on the table? Are there anybody penciled in for the tank?
Well, at this point, I mean, Gervonta's the man at lightweight. You know, he's the guy that calls the shots, as far as I'm concerned. The fight that would probably make the most sense, but I don't think it'll happen, maybe you see him and Lomachenko, a fight that should have happened a couple of years ago. Mm. Maybe that's a fight, you know?
No, you're going to sacrifice what's ever left of Lomachenko. Listen, I don't think he can get up enough to win a rematch with Haney, but I think he deserves a rematch with Haney. Okay, I mean that's just the way I feel. I mean, I thought he took Haney to the edge of the cliff there, and whatever way you want to go about it, I thought the scores were wrong, especially Dave Moretti, who should be arrested for impersonating a judge. When I went after him in the 90s, they kept telling me, Mark Ratner, Pedro, don't worry about it. The right guy won. I said, but hey, these guys, Dalby Shirley, this Dave Moretti guy, they keep coming up the odd man out on these split decisions. I mean, like, he had a 116-112. I remember one night Dave Moretti's done a lot of crazy scores, but the other night I thought was atrocious because of the fact he scored the 10th round for Haney. And I thought that was Lomachenko's best round. You?
Absolutely. I thought he was going to stop Haney in that round. You know, he battered him.
If a judge gives that round to Haney, what does that mean? What does that say? Does that say he's a crook? Or does that say he's old? Or does it say both? Or what does it say? What's your definition of that?
I think he's been crooked for a long time, and he's definitely old. He's shot. he's just incompetent at this point.
He used to look at me on the side of his eye. You know what I'm talking about? The side eye, that side eye crap. You know what I'm talking about? Because he knew. Because he knew I was onto him. Dave Moretti knew I was onto him. Dalby Shirley, he knew I was onto him. Dalby Shirley had so many bad scores, it was unbelievable. Goody Espadas and Eric Morales is one I can come up with right now. But the bottom line is, of course, the only one he ever copped to was when he said that he was wrong with Hagler and Anafirmo the first time. I think he either scored the fight a draw or he gave the first fight to Anafirmo with Marvin Hagler. Anyway, Dalby Shirley, Dave Moretti, these guys should have been run out of town a long time ago. Now I see why they bring Steve Weisfeld to Nevada so often.
And, you know, until there's actual repercussions for horrible scorecards, you're going to get that, right? What other than bad press, what happened to Moretti?
You know what's wrong with the world right now is this internet thing hasn't worked to an extent. And I'll tell you why. Because back when we had boxing magazines, when I was writing for Flash and Boxing Update, the true boxing trade papers back in the 80s and 90s, okay, we got things done. I mean, you would not believe the stuff we got done with those magazines. Now the press is so diluted. I mean, Teddy Atlas is screaming for a federal commission and things like that, and that investigations into Moretti and company, things like that. But he's only one guy, and nobody's really jumping on the bandwagon with Teddy Atlas because they want to go against the groove. They don't want to go against the grain. They don't want to go against the boxing establishment. They want to have press credentials.
That is a good point. And also, it's like, oh, it's boxing. It comes with the territory, right? Like, corruption is so engraved in our sport that it's just like a tree falling in the woods, you know? So I think that's another thing, why it doesn't get the attention that it should.
Well, you know, I had a judge tell me one time, he was a referee. He's dead now, so I guess I'm going to bring this up. His name was Marty Salmon. He took away 2 points from me in a fight with Mike Christie. Mike Christie is a good fighter, without a doubt, from Marin County. But he took away 2 points from it. I lost a 3-2 split decision in my first Golden Glove championship fight, the only championship fight I ever lost in my life, okay? It was a 3-2 split. But he took away 2 points. So I got him drunk at the WBC convention in 1994 in Malaga, Spain. And you know what he told me? They told me they didn't want you to win. Ooh, can you imagine that one? Imagine that. Otis Grimble, who was a policeman in Sacramento, later he committed suicide. He had some psychological problems. But the bottom line is, he told Marty, if I get rough in there, because I was a rough dude, if I get rough in there, to take points away from me. They took away 2 points. It was even after 3 rounds. Somehow, I don't know how they came up with an even score after taking 2 points away from me after 3 rounds. But that's how crooked boxing is. So what I'm trying to tell you is that judges, referees, I'm not trying to take them all and you don't question them all, but guess what? You need to question when the guys come up with scores like Dave Moretti, you need to question them without a doubt.
Absolutely. And absolutely, guys. Check their bank account. Check their Zelle. Check their Cash App.
Check the Venmo. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline and Veev TV.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Somebody shot me a text about Henry Clark. Somebody said they liked the Henry Clark story of a month ago and asked me would I repeat it. Now, why should I repeat it if you already know it? But I will repeat it probably at 40 minutes past the hour. Straight up, Henry Clark was a heavyweight of note. He was Muhammad Ali's sparring partner, his chief sparring partner for the George Foreman fight in Zaire, Africa. So we'll pick up the story about Henry Clark at about 40 minutes past the hour. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, tonight we have the undisputed world's middleweight championship, Clarissa Shields and Hannah Gabriels. Where's this going down at? Where's the location? It's on DAZN. Where's it going down?
I'm in Detroit, matter of fact. It's a homecoming fight. Clarissa's fighting a last-minute replacement, from a few weeks ago because her original opponent tested positive for steroids.
Wait. Women taking testosterone? Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever see some of them Russian gymnasts? They had more hair on their face than me.
Yeah. When the chick shows up at the initial press conference and she's got an Adam's apple, it might be.
All right. So Clarissa Shields coming home. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of her, although she did show some class after that last couple of fights. She showed more class than I thought she possessed. But straight up, she is a force of women's boxing, but she doesn't have any knockout power. And that's what sort of like doesn't make me want to watch Clarissa Shields. I don't want to watch girls slap back and forth.
Yeah, that would be the only knock on her. You know, she's not a big puncher. That's probably the biggest knock on women's boxing, period. You don't see a lot of stoppages.
Okay, so what happens if we give them lighter gloves? There goes Pedro jumping on the lighter gloves again. What's up with lighter gloves? Would that improve the knockout ratio?
You would only assume so, yeah. And, you're definitely going to get a lot of ugly faces at the end of the night. You know, smaller gloves, you know, those hands are going to be coming fast. The defense on the women's side is not the best. So, yeah, you're going to get – you hope to see more knockouts. Maybe less brain damage, too, because that's what causes brain damage, right? Those constant, you know, shots to the head. You get knocked out, you go home. It's a lot better than going 10 grueling rounds.
I don't know about getting knocked out. I just know that once you get into a position where you're either semi-concussed, you're in a position where the fight is no longer competitive, they need to jump in and stop it. And that's what I'll go to the world, the USC. I'm talking about Dana White, the pimp. I mean, he must have it. He must tell those guys. He must tell the, you've got it. I mean, how can a ringside physician, a medical doctor, sit there and watch that stuff and not say, whoa, I need to jump in here and do something? They don't do nothing. You never see the doctors do anything in UFC.
Well, I mean, I do, in UFC, you do see, you know, guys get stopped early and live to fight another day. you know, I don't know if it's maybe the training. I mean, their chins are not the same.
No, you know what? Here's what's up. Once you get hit on the ground, when your head's on the ground, once you get hit, you're over. That's it. I don't think you ever recover. I don't think you can, because in boxing, you have your neck as a shock absorber. It goes backwards, or you get knocked down. You know what I mean? Things like that. Okay. But there's no, when you get on the ground in the UFC and they start pounding on you, or they're going to knee you, or they're going to kick. Good Lord, man. That's why these guys are three times more likely than a boxer to suffer brain damage or chronic. Here I go, Daniel. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Good job, bro. That's a triple word score. That's a tough word.
Say that one. Yeah, say that one three times.
I'll pass.
Okay, I thought so. I'm trying to get Daniel to say it once. He can't say it once. I tried. We were practicing back and forth like a month and a half ago. Back and forth. Yeah, he's saying it now. Yeah, be our show off anyway. Bottom line is, brain damage in the world of mixed martial arts, of course, Dana White doesn't give a duck about anything. These guys don't have health insurance or nothing. And if they get hurt in training, there's no coverage for them. In other words, they're on their own. I mean, talk about, I don't know, elite hookers don't train and can't get hurt in training. Actual street hookers, prostitutes. So I think they're in a better level as far as the labor scale is concerned and labor relations than the UFC fighters.
I got nothing, man. Comparing these guys to hookers, yeah, I mean, it's you wish that UFC did a little bit more for their athletes. That's for sure.
Hey, listen. They sold for $4,200 million a couple years ago. And they made $279 million, I believe, in 2022. And only 10-12% went to the talent. Ooh, imagine that. You're running, you're pimping hoes, or you've got a stable of prostitutes all over the United States, and you're only giving them 10% of the money? Imagine what kind of, listen, first of all, the girls will be on the first bus to Detroit or like, you know, somewhere, Chicago or something like that. They'd be out of town in a heartbeat. You couldn't get girls to stay for 10 bucks on the dollar, okay? But, for a dollar on the 10, on the 100, I mean. But the bottom line is Dana's got total control. Dana's, listen, I don't like Dana White, of course, who rumbled back and forth over the years, but you got to admire the fact he does know how to make money, but he does it.
Right?
But he does it in human exploitation.
Yeah, the promoters. Yeah, at the crust of it. Yeah, that's what they are. You know, they are flesh peddlers.
I saw promoters. I remember Eric Bonilla. Eric Bonilla was a booking agent out here in California, and he fought anywhere from like 126 to 155 pounds. But he would be the booking agent for Don Chargan. So Don would need to fill in a fight on the card, no matter what weight was. Eric Bonilla did it. I'm serious. Eric Bonilla stepped in and did it. One night, I want to talk about that one. Anyway, but I mean, it's crazy how guys that are so-called opponents, you know, will get in there and box for a few bucks. I mean, we talked about Eric the Prince Martin, my buddy here in San Francisco. They called him the fighting garbage man because he worked for the garbage company after he retired here in San Francisco. But he died at the age of like 40. Get this. His glucose level was 455 when he died. His glucose level was 455, over 100, and it's sort of you're a pre-diabetic. So when I saw him 2 weeks before he died, I said to him, listen, Dr. Ketchum called, the boxing doctor told me he wants to see you. I said, what do you mean? He goes, what do you mean? I said, well, Ketchum saw me. I said, he wants to see you. He goes, blood, I'd be fine. 2 weeks later, he was dead. So he was a guy that went from a boxing prospect to a guy that became like a boxing hooker of sorts, because he would just go around the world and lose fights, and he really didn't care after a while. So, you know, I bring up Eric because of the fact that so many guys now are in the position of opponents, and next week we have a big opponent coming in, Bill Hutchinson against Adrian Broner. Is this a slim and none fight?
I mean, if Adrian Broner can't beat Bill Hutchinson, then what are we doing? You know, there's got to be another way for the AB to make money. You would think that Bill Hutchinson's there for one job only, and that's to show the world that Adrian Broner still has a few, that the tires are still okay, or at least one more lap around.
Okay, so this pay-per-view, this pay-per-view thing, is this, they're going to pay you to watch it?
They should. I mean, Bill Hutchinson, you know, 20 wins, 9 knockouts. He seems durable, though. He's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's a town that's notorious for, you know, tough individuals.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we might as well put 90-year-old Don King in the ring with him. I mean, because it's a foregone conclusion. Adrian Broner is supposed to win this fight. Of course, he's a guy that's, like, underperformed for most of his career. Would you agree with that?
AB should have had a better career for sure. But he's been entertaining, that's for sure. You know, he's good for the sport in terms of his personality. He's 33 years old. You figure you better be mature at this stage, and he knows that the clock is ticking on his career.
Okay, so. Have you got credentials yet for the Josh Taylor Teofimo Lopez fight?
No, I haven't put in yet.
I think you should put in. That's June the 10th. That's coming up real quick. So if you want to go, I think you should put in. June the 10th, Tijuana's taxi driver, Jaime Munguia, still undefeated, like 55-0, something like that, taking on Sergey Dechenko. When are they going to make a move with this guy? 154, they didn't make a move. 160, they didn't make a move. I'm talking about a move making fighting somebody really, really serious. And now he's a super middleweight.
I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of lost. You know, at first I would say, you know, Munguia didn't really have a great amateur background, so he's kind of learning on the job. But after a while, I mean, you got to take the training wheels off. The guy's got over 40 fights, and you know, it was his biggest win up at this point. You know, he's 26, so he's not a kid anymore. You know, fighting Derevchenko, who's a solid opponent, has fought some of the better names, but I don't think that's what people want to see with Munguia. There's other fights that can be made.
Straight up,
real quick. Teofimo Lopez, speaking of CTE, I don't know if you heard the quotes, what he said about Josh Taylor, saying that he's looking to kill Josh Taylor. He's just going off. So, keep an eye on him.
All right, straight up. You know what? Stick around for this 2 minutes after the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is Ron Barr. I've got a great suggestion for you. Father's Day is coming up, and if you really want to give him something I know he'll like, give him the Omaha Steaks Dad's Want Steaks package. I guarantee he'll say, "Wow, this is great." Your dad doesn't need another electronic gadget. Just visit omahasteaks.com, type in sports in the search bar, and order the Dad's Want Steaks package, and also get $30 off. Your gift package includes smoky tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, boneless pork chops, gourmet jumbo franks, and boneless chicken breasts. And for a sweet finish, you'll get delicious caramel apple tarts. Trust me, I've had them all, and your dad will love them too, and it's a Father's Day gift you and your dad will always remember. From experience, I can tell you, Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. So surprise your dad with something both of you can enjoy and never forget. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports. It's the ultimate Father's Day gift.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. In the 90s, John Gotti, the 80s or 90s, can't remember exactly where it was, sort of blends together. But the bottom line is, he used to attend the fights at the Garden, MSG, of course, in the Madison Square Garden. And when he would go to the fights, I was there one time, and I ran away from him. And people say to me, why would you run away from John Gotti? Being an ex-cop, the last guy I wanted to be around was John Gotti. Not that I was thought he was going to shoot me or anything, but I thought somebody might shoot him and hit me. I mean, because that's the way it goes down. Anyway, John Gotti, his son is going to, like, face Floyd Mayweather in some type of exhibition. I don't like mentioning Mayweather, but the fact that he might be moving in with our getting in the ring with a guy from the mob sort of intrigues me, because they might do Mayweather in afterwards. So go on, tell me.
Yeah, I was hoping you didn't bring this up. These exhibitions just go away. I mean, this is a joke. And then to see Baby Miller, Jared Miller, fighting as the supporting cast of this comedy, this is just horrible.
Okay.
Horrible.
Back to Ryan Garcia. Am I right on the you can't make chicken soup out of chicken spit?
I'm not quite ready to throw him away yet.
I'm trying to push you on that. You can see that, right?
I could tell.
Okay. All right.
But he needs to get his act together. And I think Derek James is a fine trainer. But let's see if he's willing to learn.
Okay. Derek James has Errol Spence. I think Errol Spence is going to get drilled by Terrence Crawford. Am I right?
Yes, I agree. I think Terrence Crawford is just a better fighter. You know, I think. And plus, Errol Spence, he's got too many miles on his body from stuff outside of the ring. I think he's one-dimensional. I think Terrence Crawford is a dog, and I think he's gonna beat him. It's going to be a close fight at the beginning, but I think Terrence Crawford is going to stop him late.
Getting flipped out of that car didn't help him either.
Nope. Drinking. Also, you know, he likes to do a lot of arm curls. He always looks high. You know, that he's...
Hey, people say I always look high, probably because I am, but no, I'm just kidding. No, anyway, Sock, you have a good weekend. How did Sophie's her baptism, or what was going on last week?
Confirmation. She's good. She's doing well. She's counting down. There's about 15 days left of school. She's doing great.
Fantastic, man. Take care of yourself. Have a good week with the family.
Love you, brother. You too. Enjoy the weekend.
Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, he appears on the Saturday edition live here at 11 a.m. Pacific time. It's 2 p.m. Eastern time, live for an hour on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217. Of course, we come to you live on Veev TV, as well as streaming on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Now, I told you I would tell you the story about Henry Clark. Henry Clark, somebody said, tell a story about Henry Clark. I told a story about Henry Clark. Anyway, Henry Clark lost his last fight to Bernardo Mercado. That was in 1979. But he battled from like 64 to 1979. He was 32-12. He'd been stopped three times. He only had 9 knockouts, okay? But some of the fights that he had were like sort of suspicious. Anyway, bottom line is, he and I had a rumble. I think it was, October 11th, 1991. I was promoting a card at the Longshoremen's Hall in San Francisco, California, which is a union hall. It has like this big amphitheater type of thing. So anyway, it held 1,500 people. God knows I didn't get 1,500 in there. But the bottom line is, myself and Annette Moss went together on a co-promotion. So anyway, that was a weird night. One day, it was so weird that, get this, the opponent for Dan McGuire, who was my semi-main event, he was up in the dressing room. He wouldn't come down. So I'm promoting, I'm matchmaking, co-promoting, matchmaking, and I'm doing the ring announcing. So I've got the microphone in my hand, and the guy's not coming down. The guy's in the dressing room upstairs, and I'm looking at the clock here, and the other guy's in the ring, Dan McGuire's in the ring, but the guy's not coming down. So they go, come here. I said, whoa, you need to go upstairs and talk to this guy. What do you mean? He ain't coming down. I said, what do you mean he ain't coming down? He said, he ain't coming down. So I went up there. So his name was Jorge Arnelas. They call him Pantera. He was like 1-9 or something. He had a horrible record, right? Horrible record. So I said to him, what's up? He goes, hey. He goes, He goes, I'm not going downstairs. He goes, I'm not fighting. I said, but you got the gloves on? He goes, yeah, but I'm taking them off. I go, why? He goes, you're not paying me enough money. I go, what? He goes, yeah, you only give me like $500 or $600. He goes, unless you give me another $500, something like that, unless you give me another $500 cash right now, you can kiss my ass. And I went, whoa. And he was a thug type of dude. He just got out of prison. I'm not going to argue with some guy that's like Mexican mafia arm tattoos on his. So anyway, I gave him the $500. So he came downstairs. Anyway, but prior to that card starting, Henry Clark was a heavyweight of note. Of course, as I said, he beat, I think he lost to Jerry Corey, beat Jerry Corey, but he fought a lot of good guys and lost to a lot of good guys. And one fight in particular in San Francisco I thought was fixed when Jeff Merritt came over and got knocked out in the first round by Henry Clark. Henry couldn't knock anybody out, including myself. And the reason why I bring this up is that Henry Clark and I, the October 11, 1991, we're at the Longshoremen's Hall. And before the fight card started, I was in the ring, you know, doing my little thing and getting ready. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, blah, 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 blah. And I'm trying to, like, pump them up to go buy tickets, you know, to go buy raffle tickets and that kind of good stuff. And I noticed an exit door, boom, shoots open, and, like, 40 people run in. And I'm saying to myself, I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, come on. So all these people are running in. I'm saying, what's going on here? And some of the people who are running in were Henry Clark's people. Henry Clark had a boxing club out there in Hunters Point. Which is the hood here in San Francisco. And I gave him free tickets. I gave him like 20 free tickets, something like that. So Nanette Paz said, give him tickets. I said, okay. So I gave him 20 free tickets. So anyway, all these people are running in the door. I'm saying to myself, ching, ching, I'm the promoter. My heart's breaking. I can't believe it. Holy cow. So I run over to the door, and it's Henry Clark. Henry Clark's opening the door, and he's got money. He's put some money in his pocket. He goes, what you gonna do? Bam! I crocked him. So anyway, he went down. He didn't take a good punch. Anyway, bottom line is the best Henry Clark story I can come up with is when he was sparring with Muhammad Ali for George Foreman in 1974, of course, through the Rumble in the Jungle, of course, Zaire, Africa, when Don King went over there and bankrupted the entire country. President Mobutu gave him like $6 million, something like that. It bankrupted the country. They had to change the name from Zaire, Africa, I think, to the Congo now. But the bottom line is, you know, Don King went in there, took him for a good ride. Said that Zaire, Africa, Zaire, Africa was going to become the next Palm Springs. Yeah, they didn't have any rooms. They didn't have any hotels. They had nothing. I mean, how about Larry Merchant? He goes down there the first time because they postponed the fight. Larry Merchant went down there the first time. Of course, the retired HBO godfather is now living in Santa Monica, California, still living on the beach, 92 years old. Anyway, he went over to Zaire and, of course, wrote some nasty stuff about the president, and they wouldn't let him back on the plane. He was on the plane at JFK to go back from New York because they canceled the fight at first. They didn't cancel, they postponed it. George Foreman got cut, and George Foreman tried to leave the country. And they stopped him at the airport with machine guns. Mobutu said, no, blood, I got a lot of money invested here. You ain't going nowhere. So anyway, Foreman goes back to his hotel room in Zaire, and of course, the president is the man that he is. Nobody's leaving. He's going to make his $6 million. At the end of the night, of course, Muhammad Ali came back and, you know, won the heavyweight championship of the world. So I think that Henry Clark's cut of that was like $40,000. He got $40,000 to spar with Muhammad Ali for like 3 or 4 weeks or something like that. Anyway, to go over there. I mean, that's a good score back in the 1970s, early 1970s, without a doubt. So anyway, he makes his 40 grand, and he invests his 40 grand in canes. He buys these canes, you know, like walking canes, but he buys them and he says they're ivory, you know, that made out of tusks, you know, from elephant tusks. I mean, that makes them really, really valuable. Holy cow, they're worth some bucks, right? So he puts these canes on the plate. I think he bought like 10 canes and it cost him like, you know, 40 grand, whatever that, 4 grand to pop. I don't know. Anyway, he puts them in the luggage compartment over a seat. And when he goes to get off the plane in San Francisco, four of them were cracked in half. They weren't ivory. They were glass. He spent $40,000 on glass. So that's the best Henry Clark story I can tell you. But straight up, Henry Clark lost to Ernie Shavers. He lost to some good guys, but losing to Bernardo Mercado back in 1979, I knew it was time to go when he lost to Mercado because he got drilled, I think, in the very first round. Time to go, Henry. Henry, may you rest in peace. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming up the 17th on DAZN. Do you have DAZN? I'm not a big fan of DAZN, but you sort of got to have it. It's sort of like, you know, it's a necessity. And I'm not saying their pay-per-views are, but to have it is because if you don't have it, you don't get to watch much boxing unless you've got one of those high pirate sticks or something like that, like Daniel in the other room. I think Daniel watches all the fights through a pair of binoculars through some neighbor's window or something like that. Some crazy stuff. Everybody goes all the extremes not to pay because they charge you a lot you know, for DAZN, it's like $20 a month. That's more than Netflix. More than Netflix. And, you know, Barry Hearn, and get this, he charged you $20 a month, Barry Hearn and his buddies, right? And yet they've lost $2.5 billion. I mean, hold on. It started off at $9.99, and we're going to give you all the fights you want. You don't have to pay any pay-per-view. It's all free. $9.99, everything's free. Then they say, you know what, man? We need to make some more money. We got Canelo on board. We need to make some money. Canelo's greedy, dude. He's got to get paid. So they started the pay-per-view thing with DAZN, which I have boycotted completely. I go over to Daniel's house and watch the fights. But straight up, of course, DAZN, you've got to have it. It's like $20 a month now. On the 10th, it'll be Jaime Munguia. Of course, Tijuana's best taxi driver, and Sergey Dzhenko. When I say Tijuana's best taxi driver, of course, that's what Greg Haugen called. That's what Greg Haugen called the opponents of Julio Cesar Chavez. Of course, Chavez punished him for that. But the bottom line is, Munguia has fought a lot. I was doing the fights in Tijuana for 2 years on TV. It was wonderful. My own promotions, I had a good time going down there. It was sort of dangerous. I remember one night we were like clubbing it, a bunch of chicks and that, and gunfire went off. And I know one thing when gunfire goes off, get the duck out of there, okay? So I ran like 2 miles in my suit and tie all the way back to my hotel. I got back to my hotel, and the people were saying, what's the matter with you, Bethel? What's the matter with you? I go, oh, shot you. Oh, that's no big thing. People do that in the dance clubs here. Not with me around. Anyway, bottom line is Tijuana, a little bit dangerous nowadays than it was 15, 20 years ago. But those were the good days. June 17th on Showtime, the son of the former world champion, Kostya Zou. Of course, the guy that one time junior welterweight champion, guy that was a rage. I mean, Oscar De La Hoya stayed away from him. Oscar De La Hoya wouldn't get in the same zip code, let alone the same ring with him. Anyway, Tim Zou, the son of Kostya Zou, is going to take on Carlos Ocampo at 154 pounds. I don't know how good Zou is, but he's a prospect worth watching. Of course, also on the 17th, on DAZN, back to DAZN, Rageous Progress, a once-beaten junior welterweight champion. How did this guy lose to Josh Taylor? Josh Taylor, of course, going to go with Teofimo Lopez on June the 10th, but how the hell, he's fighting on the 17th, how the hell did he lose to Josh Taylor? Josh Taylor, I thought, at one point in time, was impressive. I thought Josh Taylor was maybe going to be the man at 140, but Josh Taylor turned out to be a big punk. I mean, after Jack Catterall lit him up like a White House Christmas tree, just lit him up. I mean, it wasn't even close. It wasn't even, and those judges, they went with Catterall. Whoa! I mean, like 114, 112, 113, some crazy scores. Like, nobody won any rounds. They scored like 19 rounds even of a 12-round fight. That's how corrupt those judges were in that fight, okay? But the bottom line is, of course, Josh Taylor not going to take on Teofimo Lopez, the once beaten. But that's not really. He's like, what did Sox say earlier? If a guy has CTE, it might be Teofimo Lopez. Of course, that last fight, he looked like a shell of his former self. But then again, he might have been a flash in the pan to begin with. He only had like 15 fights. Of course, did some good things, and he beat the man to beat the man, and he was the man for a minute, and of course went down to, and he lost to George Kambosos. I can't believe he lost to Kambosos. Then Kambosos, of course, gets Devin Haney to go down to Australia, not once but twice. And Haney, of course, loses a fortnight ago against Vasyl Lomachenko, and he definitely lost that fight. There's nobody on this planet I know. It's funny. This sort of breaks down racially. It's where boxing breaks down racially a lot. I kid you not. Because all the black guys, or a lot of the black guys, think that Devin Haney won. Oh, he won. Say, what? Yeah, he won. How did he win? They can't explain to you how he won, but he won. It's a racial thing. It gets to be a racial thing on the internet here as far as guys winning. I mean, look at a fight objectively. I mean, at the end of 12 rounds, I thought Vasyl Lomachenko did more than enough to win that fight. And when he's done more than enough to win the fight, he shouldn't have to struggle on the scorecards. Now, you've heard Larry Merchant say on the show in the past that having the hometown advantage in boxing is worth 2 or 3 points sometimes in a 10-round fight. How many points was it worth it? Was it worth to Devin Haney? Devin Haney doesn't live in San Francisco. He was born here, but he lives in Las Vegas. It was a hometown decision for the hometown guy. Now, I get the hometown decision, but not in a championship fight. Not when all the marbles are on the line. You don't do that. You do that if Daniel's fighting somebody in Marin County and he lives in Mill Valley. You give him the benefit of the doubt. But outside of that, you don't give guys the benefit of the doubt. Not in a big super fight. No way, no how. Straight up, I think, I know Lomachenko. Listen, he should have got the penthouse. Instead, he got the shaft. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
This right here, tell me what goes out to everyone. What, Sean Combs, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, I don't know, what name is he going by? Bottom line, I remember we went to the fights in London. We're in London, it's some big arena. It was Wembley or something like that. Anyway, bottom line is, I'm smelling weed. And we're in London. What is that weed smell this night? And then there's some blood, some bug-eyed blood steps out, and it's Puff Daddy. I still don't know who he is. I have no idea. So he says, "Man, I'm Sean Combs." I say, "What? Sean Combs? I still don't know who he is." Anyway, took me a couple minutes. Somebody said to me, that's Puff Daddy. Oh, okay. Bottom line is Puff Daddy. I hooked up with Ron Wood of the Rolling Stones, I guess, a little bit later at a bar, about an hour and a half, 2 hours later after the fight. I said, "Ron Wood, why are you kissing Puff Daddy's ass?" He goes, "Because he's got the best weed, man. Straight up, he's got the best weed." Anyway, bottom line is that is the story of Puff Daddy and Ron Wood, of course. And of course, Ahmed was the winner that night. Nassim Ahmed, of course, he was 126-pound champion. Now he's a 276-pound guy. I'm not kidding you. He's that big. He's 275 pounds. June the 3rd, the UFC's got something going on, of course. Kai Kara France taking on Amir Abzabi in the main event. Of course, that's fine. Coming to it at 125 pounds. Five-round fight. Can't see too many other names on the card, of course. He has no names. Talking about Dana White, of course, the UFC heavyweight champion. Took a walk. I'm talking about Francis Ngannou, of course, signed with a fight with the International Fight League. The IFL, the International Fight League. So he's getting $1 million guarantee plus a cut of the pay-per-view. And he could have got maybe a better deal with the UFC, but he didn't want to deal with Dana White. I don't blame him. You know, I mean, Dana's like, listen, Dana's the most despicable human being I can think of right now in the world of business. He just is. I mean, he tells, oh, we all have CT. What, you got CT because you're getting slapped around in the Boston gym when you were sparring like 25 or 30 years ago? Come on, man. You ain't got CT from that. These guys are getting hit on the ground time and time again. Guys have to go into the octagon hurt because of the fact you give them no health insurance. They have to go into the octagon. Think about that. You get into a training match. You get hurt, like separate your shoulder or something like that. Some fly just went by me here in the Sports Byline Studios. But think about that. You get hurt in training, and you have no choice. So you got to go through the fight to get paid, or like you have to go find your own medical. So Dana White is the pimp of all pimps. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I want to thank Daniela Jackman, of course, Double J as well, down there in Texas. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 38 plus years now, you're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Daniel's been controlling the boards today. Of course, tomorrow, the impeccable one and I return at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, for 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and these same stations. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk. I thank you so much.